from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Well, good morning. You're listening to your weather weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn. How's it going over there?
Hey, good morning. It's going well. It's been a nice week, a little cool out, but I've kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, we're getting to this transition of fall. It's only been a couple weeks, but it feels like we've been in fall now, I think, for like 4 or 5 weeks because I think of the weather.
I know. It's just been, you know, a little chillier out. You can pull out a different wardrobe, kind of get the sweaters and the flannels going. We talked about that on Monday, but I think a lot of it too is the rain, but also the leaves. They're really changing colors, and I think people are noticing them.
Yeah, we're transitioning. And of course, at this time of the year, all the different types of activities start coming out. You got football, you have, you know, more indoor activities for concerts. You're still trying to hold on to like a patio life, I feel like.
Right.
You still want to like hang out with patios, but you more so need like a bonfire at this point.
Yeah. Well, I have seen some gorgeous fall seasons mm-hmm. out here, you know, and I've spent a lot of those still climbing. So there can be some beautiful weekends that are dry that you can get out and go climbing or go hiking. And I feel like we've just gotten a little unlucky these last few weekends. There's just been quite a bit of rain.
Yeah. Rain and kind of cool. Speaking of rain, we had a little bit of rain on Tuesday. We had, I think, about a quarter of an inch. So it was kind of a gross day on Tuesday. And then fast forward Thursday, it was like the complete opposite where, you know, a little fog in the morning, but sunshine in the afternoon. So not bad this week.
Yeah, it really wasn't. Tuesday's storm was actually pretty spot on. Models did a great job forecasting that. I believe we hit just over a third of an inch of rain, which is spot on to what most of the models were showing for that day. So timing was great also, and they just did a real good job with that system.
Yeah, that was our first rain event for October, and I'm sure we'll have plenty more.
Plenty more.
Go through, oh, yeah. Through the month. Yeah. We have some on the way, in fact. So we'll get to that here in just one moment. I have a wonderful interview coming up on the other side here. We're going out to the island to the north, Sauvie Island. And of course, what's going on over there?
We've got a pumpkin patch, the Bella Farms pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
And it's just such a fun place to go at this point in the season. There's so many fall festivities. So I am loving the interview this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll chit chat a little bit more about it because I know Kelly, I think, has a story about going there. So I do want to hear that. But let's go get the interview first and we'll see you on the other side. With the changing of the seasons, you get all these different types of festivities and events. And of course, in the fall, we get pumpkin patches, corn mazes, different types of foods, maybe wineries. I know a place that's combining all of those that you can take your family and your friends to. It's Bella Organic Farm. I have Sophia here with me. She's going to give us, well, the lowdown on what's going on over there and what you can do this weekend.
So this is the time of year that we all look forward to. The fall is really where all the fun, you know, happens, and everything that we do all year is brought into one big fun month. So we work really hard all year to kind of make this happen. Although we are open year round, this is really the busy, busy time. So we have acres and acres of pumpkins. We have all types of varieties. We really pride ourselves in having a large variety of pumpkins. We have our organic farm store. We have our delicious cider, the fresh press, and including the hard cider. We also have that, which we partner with Avid Cider. And we have all kinds of hard cider, Hopworks beer that we partner with, and they use our pumpkins. We also have our wine. We are a winery and we make our own grape and berry wine with our product. But then the really awesome thing in October is going to be something we're famous for, and it is our very large 7-acre corn maze. And this year we did a theme that was, it meant a lot to us. It was United Against Hate. We have an image of that you can see on our website. And it's pretty cool from the air, actually. Then at night on Fridays and Saturdays, we have our haunted corn maze.
Okay, so you guys have your hands in a lot of different things. So it seems like it's a place you can go to spend almost the whole day there, because you can do the maze, you can do the pumpkins, you can maybe get to the winery or the shop. And at night, they have the haunted maze. So yeah, full day event, huh?
Yeah, and it's fun because a lot of people, I know I'm one of them, I love to do wine tastings. And we actually offer wine flights daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. too. So you can do flights of wine, you can have a charcuterie board, you can pet the animals. We even let people bring their dogs. That is one thing too that a lot of folks want to do, is bring their dog out to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, that's such a blast this time of the year on these weekends. You know, I didn't establish you're from Bella Organic. Can you let people know where that's at, where they can find you guys, maybe a website where they need to go?
Yeah, so we are on Savvy Island in Portland. So it's in Northwest Portland, about 15 minutes from downtown Portland, about 15 minutes from Hillsboro. So pretty centrally located. Our website is www.bellaorganic.com. So pretty simple to remember.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually on the website right now. And of course, I have this view of the corn maze. And that is some artwork. That's some fancy stuff that you guys got going on there.
Yeah, it's actually really difficult to find your way through it too. It's 2.7 miles of trail. So if you get lost, you're going to get lost.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. So I was sometimes in the fall, I think about the different types of weather that can pass on through ultimately this, you know, we talk about weather on this podcast and, you know, there's fall days where it's crisp, it's sunny and it's nice. And there's other fall days where it's a little bit rainy, but I almost find that to be more spot on representation of fall. I mean, do you get people in all types of weather coming out there, and are you open through, you know, maybe some of the rainy days?
The sunny days are always wonderful, and we love sunny days here in Portland because we get so much rain. But one thing, it's very charming when it's raining or even just sprinkling, because we don't always have just straight rain throughout the day. Most of the time, it's just random scattered showers, especially out here being next to both the Columbia and the Willamette River. We get different weather than a lot of other people. So it could be raining in downtown. And for us, it's actually sunny over here. So that happens often, and people think it's raining and it's still sunny over here. Like yesterday, we had scattered showers, but it was actually fantastic to be here because there were not very many people and everything was running and open, and it was just a really nice day, actually.
Yeah, a few times I've been out to some of the the pumpkin patches. I just grab the boots and go. It's a good time, especially for family. Yeah. So this is like a family event, right?
Yeah, definitely boots if it's been raining, whether it's been raining or not. Honestly, sometimes boots are just great to have out here because you're on a farm. It's good to bring a pair of boots. I always tell people, just bring a second pair of shoes so you can get in your car.
Yeah.
So then you don't get mud in your car, but it's always great to just have your boots, you know, maybe bring a plastic bag to put them in when you take them home and change the shoes and you're set and you get that fun day on a farm.
If I'm going there and I'm bringing my family, am I just purchasing like one ticket, or do I have to get separate tickets for the mazes versus the haunted maze? How does that work?
We don't charge an admittance fee into our farm. There's no entrance fee to the pumpkin patch. We have free hay rides. So if people want to come, they can get in free to the farm and then take our free hay ride out to the patch. And just, if you just wanted to buy pumpkins, you could do that. But if you want to do the mazes, yeah, there's a fee for the corn maze and for the haunted maze and for the rides, you know, and food and stuff like that. But there's no admittance fee into the farm itself.
That's great. So I assume it's a you pick. You could go out there and grab whatever special pumpkin, you know, you spy
right on. Yeah, exactly. So we have dozens of bins of pumpkins, a variety of pumpkins all around our farm store and in our farm store. So people, if they don't want to go out to the patch, they can get a variety of pumpkins close by here. But if they want to, you know, walk or take a hayride out to the patch, we do also have, you know, a wagon rental. So you can use our wagons and go out to the patch. You can fill it up, you know, and pull it up. It's a lot easier than carrying them out. We have just all kinds of pumpkins out there.
Do you recommend going a little bit early? I think, you know, you keep this open till November. So is it better to get out there earlier than later?
So the pumpkin patch and hay rides go and all the corn mazes and all that till October 31st. And one thing to note is the haunted maze is only on Friday and Saturday nights. It does have to be dark to do that just because it's not as scary. But the regular corn maze is open until October 31st. So is the pumpkin patch. After that, we are open on weekends for the winter hours. And we continue with our farm store and our seasonal veggies and produce and our winery and the food and all that. That will continue, and the farm animals will stay all winter, but the pumpkin patch does end on October 31st.
You know, I suspect it gets pretty busy. What's the best route in for parking, and is there traffic? How's that go?
I highly suggest if it is a sunny day on a weekend, you come early. It will be very busy. There is traffic a lot of the time too on the weekends in October on sunny days. So I'd say between 2 p.m. and 6, 7 p.m. is the busiest times those days. If it's rainy, no problem. You won't hit traffic at all. But if it is sunny on a weekend, there will be some traffic. I just always tell people, try to get out here, you know, before 11, 12. That way you can get out of here before the traffic gets bad, or just be ready to sit in a little bit of traffic. But it's still just so worth it. So yeah. A lot of people just want to be here, you know, during the busy time, because it's just fun.
So I'm hanging out on the website and I see maybe some Instagram photos in it. Do people dress up? Do you have like a Halloween event for something going on, or is that for the maze?
The actors in our haunted corn maze, they dress up, and there's about 50 of them in there on Friday and Saturday nights. And during the day, a lot of our employees like to dress up. We also have a face painter out here, so a lot of people get their face painted and it's really fun. But just a lot of our staff loves to dress up in costume because it's just fun and people love it. So, and little kids really like it. So a lot of our staff likes to dress up.
Is there any COVID rules that you guys have going on over there?
Yes. So we are following the state's recommendations with everyone indoors wearing masks at all times. And then if you're outside, we do ask that folks keep their masks on when they're anywhere near people, anywhere within 6 feet. Right now, during the busy times, we are asking that folks keep their masks on unless they're seated at a table, just because there's too many people. So we prefer that folks wear their masks when it's pretty busy. That's obviously for safety reasons.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's mostly it, but we're excited to see folks, and we're happy to welcome everyone to our farm, and United Against Hate is our message. So we're sticking with it.
Great. And can you just give people one more opportunity and a chance to lead them to the place they can go to get some more information?
It's just bellaorganic.com. And you can find us also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. We use those regularly and give updates all the time, especially on our story.
Thanks, Sophia. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You know that pumpkin patch is just going to be so busy this time of the year. It's such a blast. Well, you have to get out there. You know, as we mentioned in the interview, sometimes the weather is a little bit hot, cold when it comes to fall. Let's get to that weekend forecast. I have Kelly on the other side, and we'll chat about the conditions for this upcoming weekend.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.
You know, I've been out there for some pumpkin patches and some fall events, but I've never done the corn maze. But Kelly has a story because she's actually done the corn maze in the past at Bella Organic Farms, right?
Yeah, I first want to say that farm is just fantastic. There are plenty out there on Savvy Island, but Bella Organic Farms not only has pumpkins to choose from, they've got awesome food there. I got an elephant ear, which is just so nostalgic for me to all the fairs I went to as a child.
So good.
They've got great places to take photos, but also they have a corn maze. And that, I think, for me is the fall festivity fall activity I try to do every single fall time. And their farm has quite the large one.
Yeah.
Tickets weren't too expensive, so it is pretty accessible. And so I went there last year, and my boyfriend and I just did it together. And we probably took an hour or so to get through it. I mean, the maze is massive.
It's intense.
It is intense because after a while, I was truly wondering if we would be able to get out of the maze. It took an hour of just walking. So not only is it, you know, a little intense, it's also good exercise because we were, you know, having to walk. And his plan was to stay or have a corn maze wall to the left of us. So we're just going to follow and just keep turning left until we hit the exit. And I was like, that's going to take a day, you know, but you know, after an hour we finally found the exit. To my shock, I didn't think we would, but it was a good time, and I'll probably go back again this year. I know I still got some PSD from that, but PTSD, but it was just a good place to be, just some good fall vibes out there.
You're like kissing the ground when you got out. You're just like, yes, finally.
It was a beautiful sunny day though, so we were blessed with some nice weather last year.
Wow. I mean, they change up the maze each season, and they have, you could go to their website and check out the design this year. It's so intricate, and it's just so cool. And so we talk a little bit about it in the interview, but yeah, that maze is the real deal. It's not like, I can run through this in 10 minutes, you know? I mean, if you could, that'd be wild, but like, you're going to spend some time in there and you get your money's worth.
Yeah, you definitely pass some of the same folks. You're like, okay, maybe I shouldn't follow your path, or like, they don't know what they're doing, so...
Well, it's also a winery, so you have no idea, you know.
Right. If they're really in their right minds.
People are just going in there with, you know, warm hearts and ready to go. So anyways, we have a lot going on this week, and I think we get a little bit of everything as we kind of stroll through our Friday afternoon through Saturday and Sunday. We probably have a complement of some dry time as well as some rain. I think Friday, though, for our afternoon, it looks like it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah, I was seeing partly sunny conditions and mainly dry conditions, too. Models have been kind of hinting at just a quick disturbance and push of showers, but I think if they do end up making it into Portland today, they'll be very light and nothing to be too concerned about, or rain showers that'll inhibit outdoor activities. And they should be pretty short-lived, too. So I'm keeping today mainly dry, and I think we'll see some good conditions to hit the farms, and that also goes for Saturday too. Just a small threat for showers, but otherwise today and tomorrow pretty dry and great to get out there.
Yeah, it's going to feel like fall for sure. Temperatures down to the 60s. The morning a little bit cooler than the afternoon. But Sunday is when we get like our next, I want to call it like a, it's going to be another rain event. It's going to carry maybe a little bit more than Tuesday. What do you think about that? Somewhere around that mark?
I think so. And Tuesday was pretty spot on widespread rain. It was just a soggy afternoon in that window when that rain arrived. And Sunday, throughout the morning now, is when we could see some of that rain trickling in. And it's a part of another atmospheric river, which just always packs a little more of a punch because it's tapping into tropical moisture. It's a big plume of moisture that stems from the tropics and just kind of hoses down the area. And on Sunday, it looks to arrive. So I do see rain totals really stacking up there on Sunday. We could see some soggy conditions into the afternoon, and then scattered showers just continue beyond that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I overheard Jenny Hansen talking about how she's going to pumpkin patch on Sunday. So if you're one of those folks that are going out on Sunday, it's still fun. I mean, it's still a blast because that's just fall. I mean, it's almost more fall to do it in the rain than not. But grab the boots, grab the rain jacket if you're going to be out there, because it's probably going to be a little muddy.
Yeah, muddy and maybe a little cold and rainy, possibly a little windy too. So, yeah. I mean, if you're up for that, it could be fun. I just know a lot of folks head out there to take pictures with the kids
That's true.
The family,
the pictures,
or for your Instagram, and the rain may really inhibit that. I mean, if you're up for it, it's the true Pacific Northwest spirit to get out there in some rain.
It is, and I'm pretty sure they have hot cider. So if you get a little cool, you could carry that hot cider along with you, and just enjoy it. Are you a cider fan yourself?
I do love cider. It's very sweet, so I don't drink it too often, but it is also a fall classic. Great to bring out. Hot apple cider. I like mine without alcohol either. I think just like like solid cider is great with some spice in there. But also you can't forget the elephant ears. That was that was a real treat at the farm last year.
That just sounds so good. Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's about it. You know, rain for all on Sunday, just about. So, yeah, if you're going to be out and about, I think Saturday's the day. Temperatures hovering around 60. I mean, we should be about upper 60s now. I forgot about that. This week we went from our average high in the 70s to 60s.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of nearing the mid-60s, too. So we're right at that 67 degree average for our highs, which is still pleasant. You know, if it's a sunny day, that's not bad, but we are fastly cooling down. It is just a big drop in temperatures as we head into the middle and end of October.
Yeah, talk about a massive shoot. I mean, I bring the ladder back. Let's go to some warmer temperatures. I mean, that's fast. So do you think we've seen our last 70 degree day?
Well, on average, the last 70 degree day is October 18th. So historically, we tend to not see many more beyond the middle of October, but the latest 70 degree day was in November 10th, around that range. I'll have to double check. So, I mean, every once in a while, we can still get a bit of a heat up. So I don't think we can rule out no more 70s, but just in the immediate forecast and maybe the next 7 days or so, it really doesn't look like we will hit that.
Yeah, it seems like the near future we're not going to, but I still have faith that we may hit another 70
degree
day.
Me too. Yeah.
And hopefully it falls on a weekend for everybody so they can get out and do some things. So, all right, is there anything else you'd like to add, Kelly?
I don't think so. Have a blast, and hopefully you can beat my record time of the corn maze of 1 hour.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. All right, good luck to all of you out there, and have a great weekend.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.